The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives, the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not an enslaver. He is a freer of peoples. And it's just so amazing how many people have that completely backwards out in the world. They think that if they submit to our Lord, if they submit to religion, that that is going to enslave them and keep them from doing the things that they want to do. And there's this great confusion in the world between being free, true freedom, and what we would call free license. What most people are talking about is free license. That's like doing whatever the heck you want. That's wrong. You know, we want to be free people, free to choose the good that's Jesus Christ, free to be children of the light. In the beginning of that first reading that we have in Acts, we see the apostles being freed from prison, right? It's inexplicable. They get there in the morning and the door is locked and the guards are still actually standing outside, but nobody's in there, right? It's reminiscent of the empty tomb. That reminded me of when I did my first Mass of Thanksgiving. You know, we have a great, unbelievable privilege of being able to have our first Mass of Thanksgiving as a deacon in Rome. And so Archbishop Vlasny was the celebrant for that Mass for me, and that was the first time I was able to preach publicly. And I did the Mass at St. Peter in chains in Rome. And there's a reason I did that. It's because, again, there's this great reminder that God frees us. They have the chains of Peter's two imprisonments, and it was said that when Pope Leo got these chains, that the two from the different imprisonment fused together. And they've always been together, and they're held in this huge reliquary chest there at St. Peter in chains. Also at St. Paul outside the walls are the chains of St. Paul's imprisonment and that part. And so there's something I wanted to share with you today that I'm sure that, you know, we're all familiar with probably in certain regard. But if we think back to the book or the movie of A Christmas Carol, there's the famous scene, of course, where Jacob Marley appears to Scrooge, right? And when he pierced him, you know, he's got these clanking, heavy chains that are weighing him down. But there's this amazing part about that, right? And so it says in the book, right, there's this part where he says, "Man of the worldly mind," replied the ghost. So that's how he refers to Scrooge. "Man of the worldly mind," replied the ghost. "Do you believe in me or not?" And so this apparition comes to, you know, Scrooge is absolutely terrified by this. But what does he call him? Man of worldly mind. Again, everything that Jesus says and the thing that I so often say is that we cannot be worldly minded. We have to be heavenly minded people. And so what does he say? He says, "You are fettered," said Scrooge, trembling. "Tell me why." "I wear the chain I forged in life," replied the ghost. "I made it link by link and yard by yard. I girded it of my own free will, and of my own free will I wore it. Is its pattern strange to you?" And so it's this amazing dialogue that, you know, the thing that imprisons Marley is these chains he forged of an earthly existence and not a heavenly one. So he's essentially weighed down by the anxieties of the world still in his ghostly state. He didn't let go of those things in his life. But if we allow ourselves to be transformed, then Christ unlocks the chains. He opens the prison doors and lets us free. I can't tell you, just even in the few evaluations I sat in on at the seminary in Bishop White, one of the greatest transformations for each man in that room that day was the moment that they brought something into the light. There's a great fear of our own sinfulness or our own inadequacy to ever bring that into the light, right? Because we're just afraid that we'll be judged for that thing. But in Christ, if we bring it into the light, then he can free us from it. That's the very moment that the devil has no hold on us anymore. That's the very moment that our Blessed Mother crushes the head of the serpent, is when we bring these things that imprison us into the light of Christ. If we all remember that moment in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, the moment of the Lord's crucifixion and that tear from the Heavenly Father falls to the earth, and then there's just that guttural, awful, screeching sound of the devil. That's the devil losing his grip. That's the devil having no hold on us anymore. But it requires us realizing that the Lord really does love us, that his whole entire mission of coming here into the world is because of the love that he has for us. And we remember, though, that love, freedom, is willing the good of the other, right? Remember, it's not doing whatever the heck we want to do. There's a difference between true freedom and free license. We want to choose the good. And those who choose evil and choose bad live in darkness, and they've already condemned themselves because they're forging their own chains. They're chaining themselves to this world. So we ask our Lord Jesus, you know, set me free, Lord. What is the thing that I need to bring into the light of your face so that I can be set free? And that comes usually in the form of prayer, in talking to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is the thing. This is the thing that holds me down. I want to be free of it. If you will it, Lord. You know, and when you put it into his hands, I've really not met anybody who that hasn't transformed their life. When we let go, and then we let the Lord unlock the chains instead of struggling with them ourselves. God bless you all.